Please be upstanding for a new recording of Things We Like.
That shit's fucked up. And so, welcome to Things We Like.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Right. And hey, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to Things We Like. We're going to like things in your anus. Well, not in your anus, but we're going to do it. In
You've got such a way with words.
In an upfront way, we're going to like things
in an upfront way in an anus. Anus around the back, mate. What the fuck are you on about?
In an upfront backdoor way, we're going to like things at you. And tonight we have...
Later.
Jan.
Alf.
Dan.
And Jim. I'm going to talk some incredible shit.
Okay. Start early.
Yeah. Let's do the round robin first. Let's go with Dan.
The newsroom's back. Well, it's been back like 6 weeks. And for once, I'd actually not realised that favourite TV show of mine was back.
Oh. Completely under the radar.
Yeah, I thought it was the end of this month, but it turned out that was the only UK air date, so I've been legitimately guessing it. Catching up with it. It's a bit of an improvement from the first season, to be honest. It's not got as much crap storyline between Jim and Maggie.
She's got a very tiny face but a very large head. Alison Pill?
Yeah, it's perfectly round, but the face only occupies like a postage stamp in the middle of it, and like the rest is just cheek. It's odd. I can't not look at it. But it's not a good odd face like Jennifer Lawrence. She has a beautiful big fat face, and
she's got a wonderful face. A weird alien nose.
I don't even notice her face, to be honest.
I was going to say she's gorgeous, but that sounds kind of gay. She's hot with a W.
Good save, Jim.
Yes. the guy from Dumb and Dumber? I can't remember his actual name.
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels. He's sick in it. He's really good.
Yeah, I've seen the first two episodes. I just really like the bits where he's very wittily balls people out.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
Charlie's amazing as well.
Also good.
I quite like Sloane Sabbath.
Yeah.
She's incredibly funny, incredibly socially inept, which makes me laugh. And an awkward pause. Done.
Yeah, that's good. Glad we got that out of the way there.
But one thing, I'd say I don't like, but the way it goes from drama to comedy so abruptly, like so much, and like, but it just annoys
me. I just wish they didn't have quite such a level of romance in it. It's like
second season,
that's not where the entertainment comes from.
But you're not getting back as much in the second season, or
no, I don't know. I think it's still there, they're just not, it's not at the critical mass point it started to reach towards the end of the first season, so it's less noticeable. But this, it's like there's these like hints at what's going to happen between other main characters, as well as the Jim and Maggie thing getting left on the wayside.
There does seem
to
be build up going on.
Wasn't that a problem they had on Studio 60, which is part of the reason it got canned? Because it ended up being a bit too. Maybe mawkish, which is why that got canned, and 30 Rock got 6 or 7 series.
Well, it's because those two series were very similar on the same network as well, which didn't help things at all.
I think as well, in some ways, the portrayal of network chiefs in Studio 60 was probably to their detriment as well.
Yeah.
It's a bit too real.
What channel's like Newsroom on?
HBO.
Well, they don't have any kind of like news content, do they? So they're not going to piss anybody off in-house anyway.
No, and also there's a more moralistic, perhaps, approach to what's being portrayed within the newsroom, so it would be a kind of a little bit like, if you were to can it in that way, surely it would look a little bit sus as well. It would look a little bit like, well, then you must be colossal douches in your fucking news division. But I don't know, I don't expect it.
I'm liking the return of that. Like,
good.
Gone through the 7 episodes which are out in a couple of days, just to bridge the gap between episodes of Breaking Bad.
I know, Breaking Bad got a hold for me as well.
Not liking having to wait a week between episodes.
I will catch you. When's this season of Breaking Bad finish?
4 weeks, 5 weeks?
We've had 3 so far, so yeah, 5 weeks.
I might catch you for the end episode. That'd be sweet.
Cool, we should hang out.
Yeah.
As if I'd spend time with you when we're not doing this.
I laugh because we do hang out.
Yeah.
Well, for safety purposes, I prefer all our conversations to be recorded.
So your safety? Yours or his?
Bit of both. Right. Never know.
Mutual assurance.
It's just good to be careful.
Yeah, it is. It's good to have a record.
Well, I'd be wearing a full body condom right now if I could. I just don't know what's out there, yeah. Especially sat next to Jim.
I'm wearing one.
I'm glad you did, because when you tried to shove your hand up my ass for about 5 minutes.
I think you'll find I placed my hand in a position and you inserted your anus upon it. No, wait, there was no actually. Why am I talking about anus?
Moving swiftly on, Alfred.
I saw an article in something, BuzzFeed, Cracked, something I can't remember, which is bad, but I'll find it and post it or whatever. But of Muslims protecting Christians while they prayed, and Christians protecting Muslims while they prayed.
BuzzFeed.
That's fucking cool, man. Like I like that. That's nice. Yeah. Even in the middle of all that chaos and shit, people are still respecting each other's religions and beliefs.
It was in Egypt, wasn't it, during the riots?
Yeah. Well, apparently, someone was saying it's happened quite a few times in different places. Like, you know, it does. You know, I suppose we get lost a little bit on like the violence. It's the same deal as when you get protests and you get anarchist sort of hijacking on things like that over here. Like, it can derail perhaps what's going on and the way the bulk of people actually do feel. And you know, it's nice to see evidence of that.
We did have something
in the press.
We had something quite similar in Hastings. After that, those two nutters killed that guy in London.
That fucked up shit.
But in Hastings, there's a mosque there, and actually, one of the Christian churches lined up outside because people kept trying to come up and graffiti it with sort of anti-Muslim slogans, and it was actually the local Christian church that stood out front to stop people from doing it, and cool. They were sort of proper united. And I don't think we see enough of it, as in actually in the media, because it is such a cool thing.
Yeah, I remember reading like the EDL were going to march on like a mosque, either in London or could have been that one in Hastings, and it seems it got on the internet, loads of like Christians like just barricaded like the mosque, and it's like
that's how it should be.
I was like, it's beautiful. It's good to see religious. Well, religion being used for good, because it's got a bit of a negative portrayal recently.
Past 2,000 years.
Yeah, I mean,
only 2,000 years.
Well,
I was going to say maybe as long as Christians have been around, but
religion's only been around the same time as Jesus.
Romans and
because before Jesus, all religions were like awesome.
You just didn't believe in invisible people, man. That's not religion.
Don't diss my pantheon, man.
Oh,
I'm going to shit on Poseidon.
Anything that you've liked this week? Did he really just say that?
He really did. I didn't like that.
Don't piss off.
Neither did Poseidon, and you've got to travel by sea soon, so you know, you might want to recount that.
I'm a pirate, I live by my own rules.
Oh, fucking A. Yeah, too right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I detract my support of you, Jan. Offer it wholeheartedly to Dan. Great and bold statement that was.
The gods will fuck you.
You're both dead.
Who cares, man? It's a wild ride, man. It's a wild ride being a pirate. Yeah. I'm willing to take that journey.
It took Odysseus 10 years to get home after he slagged off Poseidon.
Dude, I have a problem with that, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have a great time.
Yeah, but 10-year festival.
But he had a lot to talk about afterwards.
I bet he had plenty of moments. I bet he had plenty of moments. He did think this is frigging awesome. So I can take the rough with the smooth. Anyway, what do you like?
I like. Recently, I'd like coffee. Didn't like coffee for the entirety of my life. Thought it was pretty rank. I've got too much of a sweet tooth to really cope with the bitterness. But
you just put loads of sugar in it.
Well, yeah. Even that hadn't worked for me. It was foul. But Alf made me a coffee when we had a business meeting, and it was delicious. And ever since then, I've been drinking a lot of coffee. I drank a lot of coffee today, which is why the shakiness. But I think it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, even when we went to Amsterdam recently, it was quite a strange physical experience for me. I don't smoke. So I got to a coffee shop and had a coffee. Well, I don't drink coffee, so my body's trying to pump out all this caffeine, and then, you know, I partake in the local culture, as it were, and my body is suddenly super flooded high with narcotics and nicotine. We got to like 3 o'clock
caffeine
in the afternoon, and I'm like a vibrator.
Which probably fit quite well in Amsterdam.
Yeah,
I think the thing to do when that happens is have a joint.
really. I think that's the sort of sit down, relax. That's maybe have a joint, order a coffee, you know, and just keep vibrating, you know. Just let yeah. it, you know, why not?
It's not that I didn't enjoy it, but it was very odd.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So yeah,
it's nice to be that super high where you can sort of.
But even then, I didn't particularly enjoy that coffee that I had. It was the nicest coffee I'd had to date, but I still wasn't a huge fan of coffee. But now I drink many coffees, and they're all delicious.
Careful.
Yeah.
You should watch the Earthworm Jim episode where Psychro drinks shitloads of coffee and goes mental. It destroys the universe.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't necessarily see that as too much of a problem. It's certainly an achievement, isn't it?
Yeah.
No one else has done it.
No one's ever going to do it again.
Exactly, it's like the ultimate Guinness World Record. You can't break it.
Yeah, but if you like destroyed the universe, it's kind of called like Norris McWhirter. You're not getting that in the book.
I'll know.
What, you won't?
Well, I will have known.
Yeah.
At my last possible existential point, I'll be very happy.
Would it not be a better idea to destroy the universe as you're leaving? Just like flipping the bird.
Where would I go?
Somewhere else, whatever's out there.
Another universe.
I take the universe thing in its grammatical point, as in the everything. You can't leave the universe.
Cause I don't think they understood the physics of it when they created
the universe. Don't care about the physics of it. I care about the grammar of it. My universe is everything.
Alright.
So, you know, just getting that out there so that everyone's aware. When I do destroy the universe, will be everything. Or, you know, all the things gone.
It's very old school Greek.
Well, thank you.
What about alternative dimension universes?
Well, they are considered part of my universes. They exist.
Are they?
Yes.
So you're talking about the entire of existence rather than just the universe?
Anything that has ever, will ever, and does exist. All of it.
The whole lot.
Yeah.
You're right, that's an achievement. Exactly. If you pull that off, yeah. Like, you have to be commended there.
I'll pull the catalogue.
You can try.
Yeah.
Slater, what are you like this week?
I'm really, really into Star Trek Online at the moment. It's a bit geeky.
Has it not just gone free play?
It's been free play for a while, but
what time period is it?
Explain this more. This gets a little bit confusing actually, because
oh god, yeah,
it's set weird. After the events in the first J.J. Abrams film, but in the original timeline. So after Romulus has been destroyed and Nero's come back in time and created the whole J.J. Abrams timeline, but still in the original timeline, so you still have all of the TNG, Deep Space Nine events have all happened. So it's quite a bit into the future from any of the other series.
Oh, wow.
So
weird.
The Romulus has been destroyed, Klingons are at war with the Federation again, and so are the what's left of the Romulans and the Remans, they've split. But it's just the satisfaction in flying a big ass ship around, and you actually get to physically do the space combat as well as like the away missions on the planet with your crew, and you get to pick your officers and play through some really good missions. That, to be honest, it's an MMO, but I've not even touched playing with anybody else yet. I'm quite happy playing with myself.
not funny.
The actual missions themselves are spaced out in big story arcs, so it's like being in episodes of Star Trek where you're basically making the decisions and doing all the actions. So it is
sacrificing red shirts.
Yeah,
yeah. Actually,
left, right, and centre.
No, because
you're not doing it right.
Yeah, then. You're away missions. Oh, as I say that, actually, you do have one ability as a tactical captain where you can beam down some security officers, but they're yellow shirts. It's really annoying because
at least your name and ensign red shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight away.
It's a disposable red shirt.
The best bit about
you
it.
You did
though,
your job.
The best bit I found so far is occasionally you get this red alert come up in the bottom corner, and it's the Borg invading, and literally anybody in the area can join in, whether they're Klingons, Romulans. I mean, you can be Andorians. There's all the different races in there. Gorn, Breen, Cardassian, Dominion. They're all there, playable. Or at least their ships are as well, I should say.
Even random ass ones like sort of Trill or anything weird.
Yeah, because I've actually got a Trill science officer. So
Triple?
Mm. Actually, you do have Tribbles, and what they do is on the away missions, if you each have a Tribble, in between combat, you can play with your Tribble and it restores your health. and it, as it makes the noises.
That just sounds like you beeped out whatever you did say.
Tribble. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to bleep that out, definitely.
Yeah, you can just play with your tribble and you feel loads better.
I'm playing with my tribble right now.
Wait, didn't you say there's like temporal ships that go through time?
Yeah. Oh, shut up, you tribble head.
Well, but how do they do that? Do you go to a different?
It's actually usually thing? In the missions where you actually go back.
All right,
to,
so then everyone you go back and everything's sorted.
Yeah, but I've not actually got far enough through to own a temporal ship yet, so I don't know if they have that ability. They just look good and they kick ass.
Mm.
So, Jim.
How many people play it, sorry, just before we...
I actually have no idea. There's always a lot of people on there. It's not as big as like World of Warcraft or EVE. It's free-to-play game at the end of the day, and it's been around a while.
Biggest DC Online?
Oh, bigger, I would say, than DC Online. There are a lot of people playing.
There's a lot of Trekkies out there.
Yeah, and it is fun just being in Star Trek more than anything.
But I think I'm going to have a go now. I don't really... I knew it existed, but I didn't know it was free,
well,
so now I'm having a go.
I'll just tell me when you are on Facebook and we can go fly around for a bit and beat you up. What would you be though? Because I've got a Federation character and I've got a Klingon character. The Federation one's far superior in my opinion.
Klingon.
I mean,
I don't care about superiority. I care about honour.
Yeah.
And a glorious death.
I actually, the Federation have an option of creating your own alien, so I'm this like grey-skinned, frills on your jaw, completely white eyes, and you can just be a random alien that you'll create yourself in the Federation.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because they're in the Federation, they say they're finding new civilizations all the time that join the Federation, so you can literally be anything that you want to be.
That's pretty sick.
Whereas when you're Klingon or Romulan, you're very set as to what you have to be.
I'd lean towards Federation anyway, just from familiarity with the show.
They're awesome, but they are kind of wussies.
Kirk was not wussy. This is going to get really
geeky. The Federation are like the Captain America of the Star Trek universe. They're like, you know, they're awesome, they're lovely.
They're peace loving.
Yeah, they're flying around. They're doing
what
things.
A bunch of lame asses.
Yeah.
They pursue peace and knowledge.
Yeah.
You bummers.
happy
Federation. I bet they know how to party, man. Look, they've got that whatever it's called.
Ricer.
Yeah, man, come on.
Join
party
the Federation
planet.
Just for that.
Yeah, man, like, that's fair game. Look, they like to keep it real and, you know, positivity and shit. That's cool.
No money.
But, you know, they still like to shake it loose every once in a while.
Riker,
man, what a freaking player he was.
It's like,
and I bet
they
you know what
just
I mean?
Just like him because he's got a beard.
No, it's not because he's got a beard, genuinely. That's how
like
he's portrayed in the show.
But Kirk was the same, though, man.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's like, you know, sexy flyboys, I guess.
Captains.
You'd know more about that, Jim.
Picard got laid more.
What, than Kirk?
Yeah,
I
reckon.
No,
he had seven series and he had three.
Yeah, but we're not just going in. If you're talking about the Star Trek universe,
I reckon he got laid way more.
You've got to take into account every book, every original Star Trek book. He always got laid.
Yeah. He was always
species.
Also friendly.
You would like just sit outside a porthole, wank off into the teleport back, jizz out into space, and just make
seed
a planet.
Planets.
That's
yeah.
He's
Star Trek.
You know he has.
Star Trek.
The end of
three.
That's
pretty gross.
Scotty
hunched over a console.
I'm giving her all I've got, Captain.
She's got
the ball.
Oh,
lovely.
Looking on.
I don't know if that's going to make it in, really.
Some of it might.
That's too good not to.
You're saying, I'm not sure if that's going to make it in. It's definitely.
Things We Like is not suitable for children.
Anyone with a nervous
anymore.
Disposition.
Yes. Well, I swear anyway, what was I going to say? Can you just like not... Oh, fuck it.
The first episode, we did swear a lot. And we also advocated wife-beating. So,
did we? I don't remember being part of that.
We advocated wife-beating in the basis that it's okay if it's Lawrence Fishburne doing it in that one film,
without
in that one
passing.
Scene,
yeah.
and it's not really happening.
Yeah.
But still, you know...
Yeah, it's still... Yeah, okay. But we could totally get, you know, edited into saying that we approve of wife. Well, you could, anyway.
Well, it's happened before.
Well, and now I could, because I'm pretty sure there was a segment in there where I said, we approve of wife being, so that's a great soundbite.
Yeah, new slogan.
Yeah.
On a theme, strangely, leads into what I like this week. I like Emma Roberts. Let me explain. I previously have not... She's not even been on my radar. She's like Julia Roberts' niece, like Eric Roberts' kid. And Eric Roberts is crazy. And apparently recently, she's been going out with some dude, some Disney dude. He used to be on the Camp Rock or Jonas Brothers or some bullshit. and she's been beating the crap out of him.
Okay. And you like this?
I do, because I hate that guy.
And in a, like a sexual
sense.
You know
what I was going to say, Jim?
I think, right, in a sort of let's call the police, because they called the police.
Okay.
And he, apparently it's pretty bad. And
sorry for laughing. It sounds pretty damn funny.
For some reason that I've just started thinking Emma Roberts.
Well, get in there. Yeah.
You're like,
you gonna beat the shit out of some poor Disney kid.
No, they would beat up someone from Disney Channel.
So her boyfriend from Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Some. Wow.
Some girl. Meh.
That's pretty fucking funny. Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
It's horrible, but
it
like.
Nah.
No,
I'm leaning more towards horrible.
No.
I'm not. It's Disney.
It's not only Disney, but it's also
Disney.
It's also the other way round, and quite frankly, he can walk the fuck away.
Exactly. So there's something. He obviously is just there to get beaten up.
I don't know if he's there to get beaten up.
He was asking for.
Yeah, I don't think like that bit.
He shouldn't have wound her up.
Yeah,
it's a bit wrong. No,
you made me do this, and I love you so much, but I've got to hit you with the iron.
With every explanation you make, James, our cams get further apart.
I know.
Yeah.
All is right. All is.
I do not dig that.
Yeah.
I just think when you describe it in that way, it's hilarious. I think, you know, Julia Roberts' daughter's beating up some kid from Disney. It sounds funny. Like, when you get into the nitty-gritty of it, no, it's probably not very pleasant for the individuals involved, but...
But at the end of the day, you like Emma Roberts even though she's doing that. Or because she's doing
that.
He wants to try
that
ride. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's like, he's willing to take a punch or two. Yeah. Let's find out.
Emma Roberts,
like,
if you're listening,
don't do that.
You've got someone who will mildly oppose you beating him.
Well, that just ain't going to cut it, is it? Quite frankly, I think that other dude probably mildly opposed it.
I think I just want an enemy like Catwoman.
What?
Who's sort of like an enemy, but not an enemy.
Oh.
I can just imagine your online dating profile. Can take a good punch.
He's now expressed a desire to fight back as well.
No, I've not expressed a desire to even fight Emma Roberts. I don't want to get beaten up by Emma Roberts. I just like to hang
out.
The only
thing I can think of
is what she's like. That sounds weird.
You know, remember American Pie?
I remember American
Where
Pie.
The Willow chick's on top of him.
Yeah.
And she's like pinning him down and saving him, bitch. I can just imagine you.
There'd be a bit of that, but being more back and forth. Be a sort of
I don't think it would.
I think he'd feel fine in the security that it was going to be back and forth until the first moment he tried to get it back. And then would have started to get a little bit worried.
Yeah. And he visits the hospital for the first time in the movie.
I'd be phoning up Disney Club going, how do I deal with this?
It'd be funny to see if she just sort of like, if it was it just escalated in violence, you know what I mean? It was fairly timid holding down. Until you really started to try and fight back, and then it, you know, turned into elbows to the fucking orbital and shit, like, you know, just really escalated beyond
like
the point of
like sex at gunpoint.
Yeah. I'm pistol whipping occasionally, like
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, well, but that seems more reasonable.
Yeah.
But you're just not that hard. Sorry, you just.
He will be.
Never imagine.
Smacking around the bed, he will be.
I could never imagine you in that sort of aggressive
state. I could take him, but she's tiny. Just one roundhouse kick, and she'd be out.
I think.
Can you
roundhouse? Said for
where are you going to hit her when you roundhouse kick her?
Right in the tits.
I would roundhouse kick her in the tits.
Hey, you got to go hard or go home.
Is that like a nerve?
You can use that later as well.
Anyway, aside from me getting into a freaky ass relationship with Emma Roberts, Emma, if you're out there, and that's on the proviso I'm not married to Jennifer Lawrence after I've killed Nicholas Holt.
I've got a quick thing I like
Nicholas Holt, but he has to die now. Go on. Sorry.
Okay, I have a quick thing to like because I can't fully explain it. I did say it the other night to you guys, but I can't remember what they were called, but I saw an article about phrases in other languages that like mean more stuff. So like, I can't remember what the phrases were, but there was like an Inuit phrase that's just one word that they use to describe like the feeling of anticipation that makes you keep looking outside to see if somebody's coming, like things like that. The what was that other one?
Esprit de Square.
Yeah. What's that exactly again?
The angel on the stairway.
Yeah, that's when like you forget. You think of a great comeback as like you're walking away from something. It's humour of a staircase,
yeah,
or something like that.
Spirit of the escalator. What you should have said and what you didn't, or done and didn't do, or say.
Stuff like that, see. And there was quite a few of them on there, and it was quite cool. But I'll put a link up somewhere. At some point, sometime.
There's a German one as well about like something like a ghost passing through, an angel passing through, and that's where everybody just sort of like goes quiet and
stares
into the middle distance.
Yeah. There was what that Japanese one that was something about
tentacle rape?
No, about sunlight that's shining through tree leaves, quite a distance really from tentacles. I wouldn't want to comment on which is more beautiful.
Beautiful sunlight and trees, the worst possible hentai you could see. I'd go with the trees.
Yeah.
Today I would.
And
I don't know.
Jim probably speaks from experience in this regard.
I've been in some terrible situations. That's a lie.
You enjoyed every minute of
it. Getting punched around.
Yeah,
and everything.
By tentacles.
Yeah, Emma Roberts turns into a huge demon robot with tentacles coming out of her eyes.
He's a werewolf and a cyborg and a pirate.
Fuck it.
We'll talk about that film later.
Okay. So,
I actually have something. Well, I initially hated it. I have to admit, when I was actually doing it, it was probably the lowest thing on my list. But since doing it, I would now say I actually quite like it, and it was the Spartan Race that I did recently.
What did this involve?
Spartan Race. It was 4.5 miles run in the woods, but involved 20 obstacles. So it was crawling through mud pits, repeated mud pits, tunnels, you know, wading through lakes, jumping fire pits and logs, monkey bars, climbing over 8-foot walls.
Just like the Spartans did.
I nearly died, I have to admit, and I got to the end. There's a really good video of me somewhere, it's probably on Facebook right now, my dad asking me how I felt, and me telling him I think I'm going to pass out.
Nice.
Yeah, but then I spent probably the next 2 days, 3 days, even Jim saw it, doing things like having to crawl up the stairs and gingerly lowering myself down, using my arms into chairs because my legs would not actually work.
Oh, wow.
My other half got a bit irate about the whole thing because I was just completely incapable of doing anything.
But now you have the power of a Viking.
Spartan.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I would recommend it, but you probably should have done more training than I did, because I think I spent my training smoking again and drinking too much and playing Star Trek Online.
Yeah. Good in theory, I think, that kind of training, but when it gets to practice, you realise that maybe running
would
have been
better. That's the thing, isn't it? Training is like that's not training. That's punishment. Like, you train to be able to do that, like, not fucking, you know, that's just gonna destroy you, surely.
I
don't do that kind of.
I did the shortest version, and it's some of these people were just blazing through it. They took 45 minutes. I took an hour and 34 minutes. I'm quite happy going on the record saying that, because it was still in the top 50% of the people that did it.
I couldn't just run 4.5 miles in that amount of time. I really like sitting down, so I think that's an achievement to not have the obstacles and still run it in that time. So you did
the top
well.
People did it in 45 minutes.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, I could not. I have to admit, it was only meant to be 3 miles. That's what it said on the thing, but it was actually 4.5. And I did get to the end thinking, I have no idea how long this has taken me, and was actually pleasantly surprised to hear it was only an hour and 34 minutes. Huh. One guy took 5 hours.
Whoa, but he did
good
it.
On him.
Yeah,
because
so many people actually didn't finish. But then they've got the actual Spartan Race. That's the sprint. They've got the Spartan Race, which is 8 miles and 20 obstacles. And they've got the Death Race, which is 16 miles and 50 obstacles. And then they've got the Super Beast, I think they called it, and it's 26 miles and 150 obstacles. It's a full marathon.
People
with all
doing
of that stuff.
That day?
No, it's later on in the year, but they still do it. I mean, I just can't comprehend. I
can
can't even run a marathon.
Can you watch that on TV?
Probably
I'd
not.
Well, love to watch that on TV.
Sounds better than the
normal
London
marathon. Yeah, fuck yeah. It's like Marathon X Games or some shit.
There's one in Manchester.
This is like they should well have some kind of Olympics or some event like this where you're allowed to take performance enhancing drugs. Like,
you're obsessed with that.
I just think it'd be like, fair play. See how that shouldn't be
humans can go.
Yeah, exactly. It's they're not allowed in the normal ones, but you know, they are allowed to do it. Like, let's find the fuck out. How high can a human jump if you fucking
pump him full of every shit possible?
Epinephrine or some shit. Like,
we'll be pumping them full of experimental drugs and crazy bio enhancements, and we're gonna kill a lot of people to try and make them run.
Why? We're not gonna just go. We're not gonna grab people off the street and inject them. They don't want to do it to themselves. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also like the amount of advancements it could make by finding out and testing what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, that's what Mengele said.
No,
we brought up the Nazis conversation.
Would you say to somebody who wanted to climb a high mountain, no, don't, because you could fall off and die?
No.
So why would you say that to somebody who goes, fuck it, I want to push my body to the limits of what a human body is capable of doing to find out? Like, why would you say no, you can't, because you might kill yourself? You're like, well, so what?
But it
pushing,
is illegal
pushing
to kill yourself.
Well, that's ridiculous, isn't it? That's also ridiculous. You can't, how can you be penalised for killing yourself? It's like,
did you not just hear Jim going brrr? I felt
did.
that was a very convincing argument. That we should draw a line underneath it.
I refute your brrr.
Yeah, but that's one for the courts.
You reckon suicide should be illegal?
I don't think it should be encouraged.
Nor do I, but that's not what they...
Financial trouble, kill yourself.
Suicide, it's legal now. Like,
how are you going to get punished for it? You're going to be dead.
And if you're not going to be dead, you get punished for attempting to kill yourself. Yeah, well, great, that's fucking helpful, isn't it? Like,
jail. What's worse, being dead or, you know, a couple of months in a scary jail?
Actually, no, you just go sent to a psych ward. If, like, you know,
do they?
Kill yourself. Yeah, well, as you should, because...
Yeah,
if you're contemplating killing yourself, that means there is something wrong.
But you think they should be locked up in prison, Jim?
That's
very telling.
Maybe
like,
that's a bit weird.
Yeah. No, it's not cool, man. People should be allowed to kill themselves.
I'd just like to say I oppose the People on Drugs Olympic event on the basis that it would help hide metahumans.
What's mean?
Well, like,
I approve of it,
Superman though. Would be allowed to compete and no one would know that he was cheating because he's got superpowers.
No.
Because people would think, oh, wow, the drugs are really good on him.
No,
if
I
you start shooting stuff from his eyes, though, you are going to kind of spot that and go, hang on a minute.
Well, the shot, yeah.
Not just Superman, all of them. And I think we need to keep track of our metahumans.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You take
they're dangerous.
So you're more Magneto than Xavier.
Magneto didn't want to keep track of him. That was the point.
He would have done eventually. He'd have got all governmental and he'd be like, well, we need a register now.
Good Magneto.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, actually, you do have a passing resemblance to Senator Kelly.
Okay, thank you.
with the sort of short cropped beard and everything, I think.
We should take
election photos. Yeah. Election
photos? For you.
Why can it be elected? I didn't realise I was running, but I think everyone should vote for me on the basis that we register
just,
all metahumans.
It's just based solely on that post. It's like,
if you shave the beard off and leave the moustache, you look a bit like Trask pre-Dinklage dwarf. Before Trask was a dwarf, which he is now, you look a bit like original Trask.
I think we could do a lot of facial sculpting and make me look like a fair few people of this nature.
I think in the drug games, you just say test them all. You have to say you're going to get tested.
You still get blood tests to work out exactly what you're
taking.
Yeah,
and then it's like you get categorised, handicapped based on what
that
you're on. But that means if you've got metahumans, you'll find out, won't you?
Yeah,
because
that's
they're
good.
Clean, you're like,
that's
whoa,
good.
Hang on.
I am now for the Drug Olympics.
Yeah. In fact, you'd still let them compete, and if they won, then you'd go, arrest this motherfucker.
I don't necessarily want them arrested, but we just need to know who they are.
Well, arrested in the sort of means of questioning, not locking them up and throwing away the key.
So,
hey, we want a word.
Which, no offence, probably wouldn't keep them in. If they're that powerful,
exactly.
We wouldn't keep them in anyway.
So you're asking them to go around with like some sort of symbol stitched on to signify that.
I don't think everyone needs to know where they are. I just need to know where they are.
Would you make them wear yellow spandex? Yellow and blue spandex? With a big X on them?
Possibly. I'm not going to lie. It would be nice to see them in spandex, the clothes of their culture. But.
That's racist.
We just go to the edges.
Of racism against metahumans.
I bet you say filthy muties, don't you?
Not all of them are muties.
That's a bad word.
What, muties?
Yeah.
You were the one who
said it. Yeah,
I said it in context.
Okay.
So did he.
He said it in a different context, one which I decided.
I put it to you, sir. It wouldn't matter in what tone he said it. You would have found fault.
No, I put it to you, sir.
What?
Well, it's just I'm putting it to you.
Well, take it away.
I should put baby on the end of that. I put it to you, sir. Baby. Sir Baby.
Sir Baby.
It's like Baby with a monocle.
That's like a knight that died really young.
Baby.
And forever he was Sir Baby.
How did he earn his spurs?
Jousting. Chicken jousting.
Is that where they used like a chicken as the pole?
Yeah.
They hit each other with chickens.
They ride a dachshund.
It's banned now.
Wow.
Poor Sir Baby.
Well, they're always taking away freedoms, aren't they? And liberties. Sorry, I've got something I like. Dr. Harold Egners, I think his name is.
Mm.
He sort of propelled photography in a way. He was a scientist, and he took the ridiculously slow-mo photos of things, well, videos of things
like old school ones,
water
not the new
droplets,
crazy one.
Like yeah, the old school ones with water droplets and stuff that, you know, how they land, and it was just. Yeah, just they look spectacular. He had one where he'd got two water drops that arced in and collided in midair together. We're just dropping in, repeatedly doing this, and slowed down the footage of it. Looked amazing.
I've got a bit of a controversial one, probably for Jan. But I'm actually quite liking the Xbox One at the moment.
Oh, I'm still undecided.
What the hell's Xbox One?
New Xbox.
Against PS4.
They're going backwards, motherfuckers. They've already gone to 360 and shit.
Yeah,
well,
no,
you know
it's
what I mean?
The Xbox One, but
it is ridiculous.
What are they
going
to call the next one? Xbox A?
Yeah, maybe.
It's
supposed to be the one system you need to run everything.
I'm sure the machine's fantastic, but what a crappy name.
Yeah, it doesn't look great. It does look like an 80s VCR as well.
People are calling it an X-Bone.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So I think that sounds, it goes, flows a little bit.
Yeah.
If anything, it's going to fuck with, in a serious, in a business sense, it's going to fuck with parents going in at Christmas, going in to buy things for their kids, and they go, oh, the Xbox. And they go, oh, which one do you want? Because the 360 will still be out.
I don't think people.
Do you want the Xbox?
Not
one?
These days.
The fact that I don't want the first one. I want
every
the new
wall
one.
In the establishment will be covered in posters for it.
It's just, I think, silly marketing. Like the new. Have you seen that yesterday was announced? Nintendo's 2DS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is more or less a 3DS, but it can't fold, so it's like a tablet,
mm-hmm.
but it's just like two little screens, and it's all clunky, and it's been brought out to like up sales of Pokemon X and Y, but I think it's a bit of an iffy manoeuvre.
It's not an Atari Lynx, is it?
It's not an Atari Lynx. Atari Lynxes are awesome. I would kill for an Atari Lynx.
I do remember them.
Redundant piece of technology
actually,
ever created.
The one
sounds
I was thinking
like
of was the...
Cat.
The one I was thinking of was the Game Gear.
Mm. Oh, that was much better.
Game,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I went through like six batteries.
Six batteries in half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The generator.
Yeah. Well, I used to have the AC adapter for it, so you could just sit there and play.
Good thing about portable handheld systems is being able to use it on the go as long as you're in 4 foot of the plug source.
Yeah.
And it was that heavy, you need to be sat down to actually use it. Because if you stood up and use it, you'd like backward arch over just from the sheer weight of it.
Which is why I think the 2DS is weird, because it's going backwards more towards things like that. But I don't know what its battery life is like.
Quite a few other ones coming out there, isn't there? Because you've got the Nvidia Shield.
Oh, yeah.
Which
is
basically... I've seen a review of it on TechRadar, and it's basically like an Xbox controller with a little LCD screen. And they say it's pretty cool, and...
I thought you popped your smartphone into it, like a whole...
No. This is actually it's a standalone console. That you can play a game, Ben, but you can download PC games for it because it's made by Nvidia, so
and
graphically
it,
it's fantastic.
And play through the TV if you have access to one.
I suppose so. I actually don't think it does. I think it is only they say that
really?
For the size of it though, the screen's got a lot of bezel, so it kind of could be bigger and could be slightly better. But the concept's pretty good. But again, that's probably you've got an LCD TV on it. It's going to be hitting the floor after a while. Either that, you're going to have massive forearms.
Always good.
Nintendo have always had quite a niche with their handheld games, though. I think that's what's kept them afloat. The whole touch screen thing—they got onto that real quick.
Mm.
And they have lots of puzzle and family-friendly games, not big AAA releases.
They probably did the best work with the motion stuff earliest as well.
I don't know. At the very beginning with the actual.
Because PlayStation brought out that shitty thing, and then Kinect came along, but I think it was a much smoother ride for them.
What do you mean the PlayStation Move,
thing with the glowing orb on the end of it?
It's basically a rip-off of the Wii.
Whereas
Kinect was something a bit more.
Yeah, it was different, and Kinect's cool as hell, man. And the fact that they open sourced it as well is like, well. Good on you.
Well, you know why they did that though?
Because somebody invented some crazy fucking thing with it.
Everybody was hacking it, and they were doing things like the whole Minority Report type screens where they were using it to bring up film clips and cut bits out.
That was it. Some guy had done something really spectacular, and they went, fuck it.
They were also using it to control robots in the New Zealand quake to search for survivors.
Hell,
I mean, they even use it to connect CubeSats now in space, where they actually use the Kinect sensors.
That was it. Wasn't those ones? I'm sure. Wasn't it the guy who used two of them to make a proper 3D motion capture with
a real time 3D capture camera?
Yeah, and I think that was the one that made them actually go, fuck it, we'll just open source. It's amazing technology, man.
The new one, the Kinect 2.0.
You said that it's like ridiculously high quality.
35 billionths of a second to detect motion, which is the same length of time it takes a photon of light to go from you to the sensor. And it can actually now pick out individual fingers and all skeleton joints and even read people's expressions. One of the things that got me was...
Scary.
It is a bit.
CIA.
Well,
it's also a little bit like 1984, isn't it? It's like, why are you unhappy? You should be full of cheer today. Like, oh, okay.
But it recognises you, so when your mate picks
even
up...
Even better!
If you're playing on Xbox, your mate joins in a game, it figures out who your mate is and loads his profile up. And then figures out where in the room he's sitting so that when it splits the screen for you, it actually puts it on his side.
Do you mean so when they send the police round, they know to take away
your it's like fucking spreading the game grid across your living room. It's fucking ace in some ways. Like,
well, that's just the start of it. The sensitivity on the Xbox 2. Have you seen that rumble?
Xbox 2.
Oh, fuck, yeah, Xbox 1. Thinking 10 years ahead. Connect 2, right? You seen the rumble? I can't remember what it was called, Rumble something. It was a program that you could use to Trojan into somebody's smartphone. So when the smartphone was on, say, a desk where they were typing on a computer, using the internal like velocity sensors, they could work out what you're typing on the keyboard just by the rumbles you're making to the desk. What kind of shit are they going to be able to infer with the sensors on an Xbox 2? Fuck, on a Connect 2, they'd be able to like. Possibly image your entire house. Yeah,
well, they will. It's got a high def 1080p camera.
I don't just mean
so
the room it's in. I mean, like, they could possibly image like a much greater area than they actually think they can already. I mean, the specs. The sensors are incredible.
I said this to Alf the other day about all this about actually they could be watching you in your living room. I really don't care. Oh, my life's boring.
Watching videos of
I don't
Roberts,
care
I think,
right now,
well,
but like, I care if they're practicing. You know what I mean? It's like, are they just gathering fucking sociological data and they know how to use this kind of shit, and then one day they flip the switch? I don't know. Fuck knows. But I don't even mind it. I think it's sound. But
it still has an
edge about it. You know what I mean? That kind of... And also the fact that we paid for it. Like, you know what I mean? No, we're not going to oppress them. We're going to make them buy it.
They want to do it. They want to profile themselves.
But, I mean, I quite like the what they've been saying about it recently anyway. I mean, I was always probably going to get one, but little extra things about they're now bundling FIFA 14 in it for free as a digital download. So everybody who gets a day one edition gets a free game, basically, no extra cost.
And that does help bridge the gap.
How much is it going to be when it comes out today?
It's $429 versus, I think, it's $360 for the PS4. So it's $340 for the PS4. It was £80 more expensive than the PS4. But the PS4 aren't putting their version of Kinect in the box. Right. Whereas, so you're the difference is going to be the fact that it comes with Kinect.
Is it going to have is this out yet?
No, it's in November. They're both coming out in November.
And is it going to have this crazy projector shit?
No, I think that will be an add-on later. The Illuma Room you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, quite frankly, even with the Kinect and even with FIFA,
That's a big fuck off from me.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't have bought it anyway. I'm a PC gamer, but I still think that's like, it seems like every time they brought a new one out, they've added on an extra £100.
No, this is the first time they've been over £300 on release. They've always, that's always been.
That's the first time they've been over £300 and now they're over £400. That's a heck of a joke.
I know.
I'm pretty sure original Xbox
was £300.
$400.
Maybe dollars.
Which equates to about £300.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's always been £300. And actually.
Does it? Did it at the time?
Yeah. No, it was £300. I know that because I bought one. So.
But still, it's a heck of a jump.
Yeah, but they're still losing money on every console sold. For the first like couple of years of console's life, they're losing quite a lot of money. It's only after like the processors become a lot cheaper, the miniaturization of some components.
And it's peripherals only, really, that they make money on, and licenses for games.
I'm pretty sure they're doing okay.
Sony has been on the brink of collapse a few times in the last few years. Their games thing has been running at a loss for some time now. Like,
what was that phrase you said? I don't know, do it hard or go home. That one. Yeah.
Well, that's what they're trying to do with the new console cycle.
Do you know actually where Sony makes all its money? The only division of Sony that actually makes any profit?
Entertainment division?
Nope.
Actually, the film division does make money. They got Spider-Man.
No, it doesn't. The only place they post any profit is actually their life insurance in Japan.
That's posting profit. That's for tax reasons.
But no, it's the only thing that physically makes more money than it costs.
I'm pretty sure Spider-Man is making them a Dutch ton.
Yeah, but that's not. That's a movie.
Yeah,
that's the industry as a whole.
It costs a Dutch ton.
But Sony movies aren't really making anything much apart from Spider-Man at the moment.
Yeah, but that's not just Sony. Sony get a cut of that.
Yeah, they're not getting.
But they're not getting all of that.
I know.
So,
but they are making some money.
They're still involved in the music industry as well, aren't they?
But it was funny. It doesn't seem to make them any money.
But it's
weird. Sounds like they're a little bit fucked.
The thing about the decision that Microsoft have taken to include Kinect, because it doesn't need it, and it does boost the price up. I mean, it's going to cost like £100 on its own to buy, like the present one does. But the reason that they've done it is actually with the present, motion sensor console controls, like PS Move and Kinect, games developers don't really make any decent games for it because not everybody's got one. So why go for a market that isn't there?
But I also think there's some games you just fucking wouldn't want to use.
No, some stuff you wouldn't, but games designers are going to make more games for the Xbox to actually use Kinect because they know that everybody who's bought a Kinect has got one.
Even if it's just small stuff like Mass Effect, which I enjoyed a lot more because I could shout at the TV and it would do things for me.
But that's the only game.
There's a few like
Fable The Journey was quite good. I mean, Becky's a massive Fable fan. It's the only game she's completed that I haven't.
In the entire of the existence of Xbox Kinect, how many games have come out where you're like, well, if it wasn't a Kinect, that would have been shit.
Oh, right. Well, you've got Kinect Sports 1 and 2.
Oh, no. Those lame ass
Disneyland
games.
Adventures.
Disneyland
is
Adventures.
Yeah, I just bought it for a fiver the other day. It's very childish, but it's good fun.
Oh, cool.
Is this
obviously Fable The Journey. I'm a big Forza fan. Forza 4, actually been able to explore the car and looking into corners and the Kinect actually moving the screen into where you're looking.
So there are a few games like
Ghost Recon as well.
Yeah. I mean, you remember the original Rainbow Six games with the you used to shout into the mic? You could do that. It's more than you think. But they're normally add-ons. They're not.
Where's the intrinsic game? Where's the Star Wars game?
They did the Star Wars game.
Dancing with Han Solo.
That was only one asset of it. It did have a
was it really an asset?
Yeah. It did have a storyline. Again, it's not amazing.
The only cool bit in that was the Rancor Rampage.
That was cool. I enjoyed the storyline bit. I rented it.
But again, the reason they've been so pants, though, is because actually they don't know if you've got one or not. So what's the point of making a game unless you know that everybody who owns a console has actually got one? People will buy it then.
You can't force them.
It'd be nice if they can really make a quick interface for Kinect and controller, you know what I mean? So you could have like, instead of a button for weapons change or something, you could reach for yourself or something on you and it would just weapons change.
That'd be Kinect's that good. Can I not just like be holding a controller and just be pressing it like I would a normal controller and it knows what I'm doing?
That would be pretty fucking amazing.
One of the things you were able to do is actually some of the gestures where you grab the screen almost and you go like that, and it will shrink anything that you're watching or any game back into the dashboard and still carry on playing it while you do other stuff. And there was this thing called Snapcast where you actually tell it, you just say Xbox Snapcast and then whatever you want put in as a window. And he was watching Star Trek, the new J.J. Abrams one, and he said Snapcast I/O Internet Explorer, and then said Star Trek Into Darkness, and actually he could look at a web page while watching the film. So
cool.
It was, and it's all because of Kinect. I mean, it's just so quick now.
It is cool, but I don't want to. I don't know.
You sat in my front room on Tuesday and spent about 45 minutes looking like a cat and giggling, going, and just because you're changing the orientation of the panes. That's all you were doing. You were moving it slightly to the left and slightly to the right, and you thought it was fantastic. And now you sat over there going, oh, well, you know, I don't really like it.
Right, I think it's awesome then. I do like it. It is a lot of fun. But it just... Where is the killer app? There's not been something where I would go, holy fuck, I'm going to buy an Xbox just because I've like
seen it. I agree the most hasn't been made out of it. It's a fascinating and stunning technology.
That was the first gen last time round. Yeah, it's like they've only done it once.
Yeah.
Well, no, first gen was the Nintendo Famicom. That's the Atari, I suppose.
Well, no, if you're going to do that, you go all the way back to the Spectrum ZX81.
No, it's got
to
be Pong, hasn't it? That's got to be Gen 1.
Yeah, I suppose.
Mm. Duct tape.
Duct tape's amazing.
We've not had a piece on that.
It's like the Force. There's a light and a dark side, and it holds the universe together.
You explain this as in the front and the back of the duct tape.
Jim did have difficulty grasping this concept.
Well, as far as I know, the light and the dark is the duct tape is one side, and the WD-40 is the other side. Because, what was the phrase again, Dan?
Something moves and it shouldn't. I can use duct tape. If it doesn't move and it should, use WD-40. The only tools you'll ever need.
For anything. That's pretty much it. That's the whole bag of
dice. Even it's more fun to hit things with a hammer.
It's more fun to hit things with a hammer made of a can of WD-40 and a lot of duct tape.
Technically, that would be two cans of WD-40.
Oh, you can make your hammer however you please.
You can hit a lot of things with a WD-40 hammer. You're just like...
If you wrap
the WD-40 morning star, if they're the opposing tools, do they not cancel each other out if you use them one in one moment?
What happens if you sprayed WD-40 on duct tape?
That's my point.
Antimatter.
It depends which side you spray it on.
The sticky side. The
universe will implode.
Can we put this to the test next episode?
Yes.
That's how you destroy the world.
Wait. Well, you'll probably find what's happened if you put the WD-40 on the sticky side of duct tape is the duct tape's worked and it's stuck to the WD-40 and therefore it can't stick to anything else. You've got a layer of WD-40 on the other side. So, I mean, whatever you'd use that for is your choice, but you know, I can't imagine what that would be. But the duct tape would still work and the WD-40 would still work, so... I don't see there's a problem there. You just have to find the right use for it.
I do think we should test this and seeing if we can actually stick it to Jim and if it still waxes him when you put it off.
Nothing sticks to me. I'm like the Teflon Don.
John Gotti?
Yeah. Free John Gotti. Yeah. No, don't. He was a bugger.
Yeah, don't free John Gotti. He was the head of the New York Mafia family.
Yeah, leave him. Oh, wait, he's dead. All our problems are solved. Okay, let's do a quick roundup. Quick shit.
Let's have a quick shit, everybody.
Let's go this direction.
I really enjoyed it. I watched The Cabin in the Woods this week. I'd recommend it to any fan of the horror comedy combination. I won't go into too much detail. But yeah, watched The Cabin in the Woods.
It is epic.
I read an article recently and just... I really enjoyed the headline. Which was Ultimate Crack Smoking Warlock.
Okay, yeah. I need no further information.
That was beautiful.
I watched Now You See Me the other night. That was alright.
Yeah?
I liked it. As far as I'm going.
Okay. I didn't know which way the trailer looked equal parts cheese and joy. So.
It was okay.
Okay. That's what
it's
it looked like
light.
It might be.
Yeah.
I'll give it a go.
I ate something awesome.
You watched that Halo.
That little Halo movie was pretty good.
Yeah.
Who was that by again?
I have no idea. It's
what's it called?
Forward Unto Dawn.
Forward Unto Dawn. A little sort of five-part movie in the Halo universe, which is bridging vehicle between Halo 3 and 4, sort of. And it's been... I can't work out if it was done by some dudes on the fly and then they got sponsored by Microsoft, or if they had money from the start, but that's had a lot of investment. And the actors in are pretty good, and the script's not bad. If they just put a little bit more effort into that, like another 20 minutes of film even, and a little bit more money, that could have been a, you know, a release. Mm-hmm. On the Blu-ray or whatever.
Yeah, I have not seen it, but they did use it to promo the latest game. They were putting that out in chunks to try and whet people's appetites.
That was what we watched, the collection of those, because they'd released it on DVD.
Yeah, that was actually pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was a little bit, oh, God, yeah. Halo movie, oh. That was kind of impressive, that.
You went a little bit sort of Darling Camp.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Halo.
I've been reading the Jack Reacher books, which, to be honest, was completely off my radar until I watched the film. The film was really good. It was really good. It was pretty good.
It was not. I thought it was really good, especially because my expectations were so goddamn low.
Yeah. I mean, I looked at the poster and it was just, it said Jack Reacher, and it was a picture of Tom Cruise, and I walked past and went, that's not Jack Reacher, that's Tom Cruise.
Have you read the book?
No, I left it at that. That was my only interaction with the series.
The film isn't actually that bad.
It's pretty good.
Right, how does he portray his character? Because obviously, like, Jack Reacher, physically, he's like, what, 6'4", and Tom Cruise is like 3'6". But, like, his actual personality, does he get across the
very, very similar, actually quite similar. In fact, sometimes, it's a bit weird, some books, I've got kind of an image in my head of Jack Reacher as he's probably described in the books, but in actually some of the other books themselves, it's Tom Cruise. I can't help it, because he fits the actual image that you get, other than the size. So I end up thinking of a big bloke who is Tom Cruise. It's a bit of a paradox, I know, but
weird. Well, that's what we liked.
Yeah, that's what we liked. If you like things, please get in touch at thingswelike@hotmail.com. Like us on Facebook and say nice things about us on iTunes.
Yeah.
The ghost of Steve Jobs is strong with us.
Indeed. So I've been Jan.
I've been Alf. Sorry.
Well, this guy's been Dan.
You've been Jim.
And I've been Slater.
And this has been
Things We Like.